KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, it's cloudy and 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance for light mixed precipitation, snow, and rain. Later this morning and this afternoon, a high around 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Western Iowa News this hour, the Iowa Department of Transportation Commission, meeting Tuesday in Ames, approved a RISE, or Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, grant for the City of Council Bluffs. Up to $289,448 from the city's share of the RISE fund was approved for a local development grant to assist in the reconstruction of about 636 feet of Gifford Road, located on the south side of Council Bluffs. Officials say the project is necessary to provide improved access to more than 69 acres for industrial and technology purposes. It's expected to be completed by July 2020. Cass County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday morning and during their meeting approved the appointment of Brigham Hoig to the local Cass County Food Policy Council. Auditor Dale Sunderman said she currently resides in Des Moines but is very active with the LFPC.
She's the one that's basically kind of directed
produce in the park.
Interim County Engineer Rich Hansen requested the board sign a resolution with regard to a Cass County procurement policy where federal funding is included.
Just did our state funding for disaster this spring. We got $124,000 in flood damage this spring. 75% comes from FEMA. That paperwork's all taken care of through the federal government.
The funds are passed through the Department of Homeland Security. Dale Sunderman said the resolution the board passed back on May 31st was not sufficient because it did not contain federal administrative code references. Board Chair Steve Byer said that included micro-purchase procedures.
That's under $10,000. That's micro in federal dollars.
Nano.
Small purchase. Anybody want to guess what a small purchase is? That's less than $250,000.
There are other guidelines as well. That language for which Byer said had to match that of the federales. Because the county remains without a licensed professional engineer following the resignation late this summer of Charles Bechtold, Rich Hansen said some paperwork, including payroll and claims, will need to be signed by a PE or a professional engineer. Board Chair Steve Byer mentioned retired county engineer Charles Marker would be willing to step in and handle those tasks on an as-needed contracted basis, but not as a full-time engineer. The board took it under advisement. In other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors canvassed and approved the results of the elections on November 5th, and Dale Sunderman announced what the percentage of voter turnout for each ward and precinct in the city was. Atlantic Ward 1 had a turnout of 12.79%, Ward 2, 14.36%, Ward 3, 24.38%, Ward 4, 25.11%, Ward 5, 27.28%. Voter turnout in Anita was 20.13%, Cumberland 12.33%, Griswold 17.10%, Lewis 18.56%, Marnie 16.7%, and Messina 17.67%. Wyota turnout was 15.04%. Now this morning, the board is meeting this hour to perform a post-election audit of the ballots tallied at the Cumberland Union Township precinct and votes cast for mayor and city of Cumberland on November 5th. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman says this is not a recount, but a hand count audit of ballots tallied by the optical scan equipment to verify that the election vote tabulation equipment functioned as designed and programmed, and it will include a hand count of the votes cast for a designated position on the first ballot style of the selected precinct. Elsewhere in the news, a woman from Creston reported to police early this morning that someone broke out a window on her pickup truck. The incident happened while the vehicle was parked outside of her residence in the 300 block of North Park Street in Creston. Stolen from inside the truck was a purse. The loss was estimated at $350 altogether. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were numerous arrests that took place over the past 5 days, including 46-year-old Solomon Martinez of Council Bluffs, who was arrested at the Sheriff's Office a little before 2 a.m. Tuesday on warrants for sexual abuse in the third-degree first offense and violation of probation. You can read about the rest of the arrests in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by their office at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.